This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, all right.
Yo.
Live from Philly, it's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, another good guest today on the show.
Yep. You know, with the Browns in the toilet and the Jets below the toilet, we thought who better to have on than someone who coached them both. We have former NFL head coach Eric Mangini on with us today.
This guy had the unfortunate honor of having to coach both teams. We're going to get his insight into what the hell happened there.
Yeah.
Before we get into that, Tony, you know, we've been getting the analytics on the show from the people at Apple. They send us these analytics. There's a metric out there. We're going to give you a little inside business, people. There's a metric called consumption rate that tells you how much of the show people are listening to. Our consumption rate is 190%.
So that must mean that people listen to our show and then they just sit there for maybe 30, 40, 50 minutes after, and they're just really processing everything. Because you can't process it while you listen to it.
No, you can't.
There's so much information.
Yep, there is. And on that note, we're going to throw a little curveball at you people. Yep. Usually we do our NFL takeaways, but today we're going to do what they call in the business a segment.
Yep.
Tony and I, we put our heads together. We came up with something real creative. Tell them, Tony.
So basically, in this segment, we're going to talk about something that happened, and then we're going to tell you if it's good or not good.
Good or not good. All right, first storyline, Tony. Tom Brady and the Bucks scoring 38 points in a win against the Packers. Good or not good?
This is not good. When you're playing in the league, you do not want to peak too soon. And the Buccaneers are peaking too soon. So what happens is when they get to week 17, they're going to start to suck. You want to peak later in the season.
You know what it's like, Tony? It's like when you're dating. You don't want to take a girl out to a fancy restaurant, you know, the second or third date.
Nope.
You want to work your way up. You know, start with, you know, your Burger King, you know, your Applebee's. Then on the, you know, 17th date, then you go to a five-star restaurant, you know, like P.F. Chang's.
Or the California Pizza Kitchen, you know, somewhere really fancy.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one. The Philadelphia Eagles lost another close nail biter, this time to the Baltimore Ravens. Paulie, is this good or not good?
It's clearly good. You want to get your losses out of the way early, so as we said, you peak at the right time, right? That's why the Eagles won in 2017. They peaked at the right time. And you go back through history, look at Rocky Balboa, right? Those first few rounds, he's suffering, he's losing, Drago's kicking his ass. But then what does he do? He peaks at the right time.
You know, everybody says, oh, you want to go 14-2, 13-3. No. You want to go 7-8-1. This way, when you make it into the wild card, there's no expectations. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to this next one. So the Browns got blown out by the Steelers. Baker Mayfield, another shitty game. Is this good or not good?
Oh, this is good because the Browns can finally move on to a real quarterback in Case Keenum. You know, Case Keenum is the prototypical Browns quarterback when you think about it. It's his sixth team. He loses everywhere he goes. His best days are behind him. He's perfect for Cleveland.
No, this is what the Browns do. They get their number one pick and they ruin him. And then they swing to someone who's already ruined and never had a chance. It's just the perfect, perfect mix.
Yeah. Moving on. The Tennessee Titans beat the Texans in overtime to get to 5-0 on the season. Paulie, is this good or not good?
Clearly, this is not good. I mean, the Titans, they get 2 weeks off. They basically get two byes in a row. And why? Because they got COVID. So what are you doing? You're rewarding them for getting COVID? Is that what you're doing? Like, should I just go out and get COVID so I can get 2 weeks vacation from my job? I don't do that. Do you do that, Tony?
I don't, but I got to be honest, that's a pretty good idea.
You know, I got to say it, but you know, we do run our own business, so
that's
we kind of be shooting ourselves
in
the foot.
I didn't think about it.
Last one here, Tony. We're going to do a little baseball. We got the Rays versus the Dodgers in the World Series. Is this good or not good?
This is not good. You know, nobody wants to see a major market team in the championship. What people want to see is a nice regional matchup. That's why Rays Braves would have been perfect. Paulie, tell them some of the best World Series that we remember watching.
Oh, of course. You know, I remember 1997, you know, Florida Marlins versus Cleveland. That was
great,
a good
series.
Real baseball team. And of course, you know, 2011, right? The Cardinals versus the Rangers.
Another
good one.
Yep.
Right? I look forward to that. And in the 80s, we had back-to-back. In 84, you had the Tigers versus the Padres. Two good baseball cities there. And, of course, who can forget 1985, a real clash of the Titans between the Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals. That is what true baseball is.
It's not about the city. It's about the game.
Yeah. You know, I think this segment went really well, Tony. I just hope it didn't confuse the listeners too much, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if the consumption rate this week is like 370% because of this.
Because what you're saying is people are going to need more time to consume the episode and process what we've said, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to throw something at you. So, you know, just snap out of it, people. You have time after the show to think and consume because it's time to get our guest on the line. Here he is on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, let's get him in here. This guy, you know, spent a long time in the NFL. Former head coach for the Jets, 06 to 08. He coached the Browns, 09 to 10, two seasons there. He won three Super Bowls as a defensive backs coach for the Patriots. Oh, hi, yeah. All right.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. Got some good creds. Let's get him in here. Eric Mangini, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here, fellas. How are you?
Us, we're doing great. Our consumption rate is off the charts.
Yeah, you know.
But right now we're here to talk about you. You know, you wound up being head coach for the Jets and the Browns, you know, which leads to this question. Who was your agent and when did you fire him?
I didn't have an opportunity to fire my agent. My agent is actually my father-in-law.
Oh, so, that's got to be awkward.
So that's why he did that to you.
He's not welcome at Thanksgiving anymore, is he?
Well, I don't know if I'm welcome at Thanksgiving anymore, you know, getting let go by both those places. But, you know, I thought he did a pretty good job. I still use him.
But, you know, but I want to know how it works here. You know, how do you wind up becoming a head coach for teams like that? Is it like a draft where, you know, you're forced to do it?
No, I was looking forward to to working with either team. I had been with the Browns when I first started my career. I actually started as a ball boy for the Browns, and then I was a PR intern and then a coaching assistant. So I had that experience early on, and I was with the Jets when Bill Parcells was there. So I like both those organizations a lot.
Let me ask you, if you were the Jets head coach right now, would you just forfeit the rest of the season? Isn't that the smart thing to do?
Yeah.
I think the Jets have only one less win than the Eagles, so it's not that they're that far off.
We're right there. We're right in the playoff hunt. And we also had a tie. So we have a win and a tie, which is infinitely better.
You count as well as Tom Brady does, Coach, didn't you? talking about counting, we've been adding up your numbers here. Now, You had two winning seasons in three seasons with the Jets. Now, does that make you the greatest coach in the history of the organization?
I've liked what I did at the Jets. I think Weeb Eubank might have done it. You know, he might be considered a little bit higher up. Bill Parcells, he might have a bit of a jump on me as well.
But you're definitely ahead of Richie Kotite and Bruce Coslett and Al Groh. Like, yeah, way above those guys.
That's the peer group you guys have me with? Okay, I see how it is.
Well, we mean it as respect, you know.
Let's go to the Browns, because that's what we got to do here. You know, they're in rough shape, too,
now. Yeah, they're really struggling right now, coming off that loss to the Steelers. Now, you coached two full seasons in Cleveland before they fired you. How did you last so long?
I thought I was going to last longer in Cleveland than just two full seasons. I really anticipated being there for a long time. You know, the organization has gone through some struggles, you know, prior to me getting there and since I've been there, but they're trending in the right direction.
Well, all right. You say trending in the right direction. Well, you know, they got Baker Mayfield. He's looking terrible, but they've got Case Keenum there.
Yep.
And, you know, to us, he feels more of he embodies what a Browns quarterback is. You know, he's on his sixth team. He loses pretty much everywhere he goes. Career's almost over. Don't you think he's the right quarterback for Cleveland?
Look, I like a lot about Case Keenum. I was looking at him compared to a guy that and I know you guys love in Nick Foles, and he's actually pretty much the same in terms of overall career quarterback rating.
Whoa. Let's watch the
break. He's pretty much the same in that he has two arms and legs.
He's got almost the same completion percentage. He was 11-3 in Minnesota as a starter.
Who ran him off the field? Who was the name of that guy who ran Case Keenum off the field? What was that guy's name?
I'm not sure if Nick's ever had a complete season, has he? Has he ever pitched a full game?
He doesn't
game?
Need to. He just needs three games. He gets it done, and he's a Super Bowl winner.
As a closer, he's good.
Yeah, exactly. He's like Mariano Rivera. You know, you don't have Mariano Rivera pitch nine innings. Nope. You come in, bring him in at the end, and he seals the deal.
Yeah, if the NFL was just three games, that'd be perfect.
Look at this guy giving it to us. All right. Let's get back to Cleveland.
Get back a little bit to Cleveland here. Now, Coach, at what moment with the Browns, at what moment in your tenure did you realize that you made a terrible mistake? Was it the first day or the second day?
No, there was never a point where I felt like I made a terrible mistake going to Cleveland. Do I wish we would have had a little bit more time? Yeah, I think we could have gotten some good things with some more time, but that's not what the pattern's been in Cleveland, and maybe the new administration will get a chance to be there longer.
Well, yeah, they only had about 40 years to get it right, so, you know, maybe the 41st is the right one.
They're still rebuilding, yes.
Is it true you're in Cleveland? Where do you live right now?
I'm in Cleveland. I'm actually talking to you from my Cleveland house right now.
What are you still doing there? I mean, is it like you can't move because it's a depressed market or something? Can't sell the house?
I'm telling you, I love Cleveland. Fellas, you guys are coming out here, right? Aren't the Eagles coming out to play at the end of, end of November, I think? You should come over. I'll put on some pasta. We'll have some sausage and peppers.
We're not traveling right now. Tony's grandpa has a delicate immune system, so we're respecting
that. You can maybe get in the car. We'll get you you know, we'll figure it out.
But if you throw in some chicken nachos for us, maybe we can sweeten the deal.
You know, Tony, your grandpa, he's old anyway. So, yeah, you know, it's true.
We'll eat outside. We'll have an outside, you okay. know. We'll watch the game outside.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, now, Coach, shifting to the Patriots here, we found some interesting research. You know, it says in our research that you were friends with Bill Belichick. Now, what we found interesting was that we didn't know Bill Belichick has friends.
Yeah, I was with him for 12 years. I was with him in Cleveland, and then I was with him in New York, and then I was with him the first 6 years in New England. So we spent a lot of time together. And I think that sometimes your football personality is one component of it, and then you've got your other personality that a lot of people don't see. But you're getting a little bit of a glimpse of you know, the funny comedic genius that he has and the Subway commercials that he does.
So is he kind of like what you're saying is he's like a WWE character? Like, you know, he's like Stone Cold Steve Austin on TV, and then at home, you know, he's just a normal guy.
Yeah, I don't have a great feel for Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I thought it was a great analogy. Good work, Tony.
Thank you.
I was more like Ivan Putski, the Polish Hammer from back in the
great,
you know, late
great
80s,
wrestler,
early,
Ivan Putski,
early,
very strong guy,
legend.
Yep.
You know that's I'd put him more in that category.
You know, you coached the Patriots defense for Tom Brady's first Super Bowl win. Did he ever thank you for covering for his inability to play football? Like, does he thank you? Say, thank you, coach. I don't know how many downs there are.
You helped me out. I can't count.
It's funny. You know, I talk about Tom a lot and how his first year, he wasn't the Tom Brady that we all know, you know, married to a supermodel and six Super Bowl wins. Yeah, he was a guy that really had to work hard and struggled his first year and then put it together. And then he won his first Super Bowl. And then I think the second Super Bowl, I lose track, was against the Eagles. And we beat the Eagles in that Super Bowl. I can't remember.
That was your third.
You guys must remember. Second, third.
It was his third. T.O. had a broken leg. McNabb had an upset stomach.
And now, you know, I don't even know what number Tom is.
Well,
on
you can't
now.
Count,
I mean,
just
not,
like he can't count. You know, yeah. Well,
it's not Nick Foles type numbers.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. You mean 1-0, 1-0, 2-0 now.
It's not Carson Wentz type numbers, but it's pretty good.
What's going on here. You're dishing it back to us. And, you know, that's a good thing because if you're going to be a coach in this league, you got to know how to dish it.
Yep.
And, well, that leads to the other reason we brought you here. You know, any coach who can coach the Jets to a winning record has got to know what the hell he's doing. So we're going to make you a little proposal here. The Eagles are looking now for a new coach. You know, Dougie P's really not cutting it anymore. And, you know, we got some connections over at the organization.
Yeah, you know.
So, you know, we're going to ask you right now, would you like us to put you up for the role of head coach of the Eagles?
I would love to know what your connections are. Like, is it Joey Bag of Donuts and the, you know,
we have you on our show.
Yeah, everyone in the organization's listening to this show right here. And they're listening to you making a jerk out of yourself right now because we just give you this offer and you laugh
at
us.
Guess what?
So
we're
guess what, coach?
This offer,
we're yanking
coach.
This offer. And why we yank the offer? We're yanking you because you're off the show. Go rub your lamp, Mangini, and make a wish to get on another show because you're not coming on this one anymore.
Cusco Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Unbelievable, this guy.
Is that ungrateful jerk off the line? I mean, look at that. You know,
questioning us.
Questioning us. You know, here we are 20 years in the business. We don't need to tell you people how many connections we have in this business and with the Eagles organization.
We don't want to disclose, you know, who they are.
We don't. I mean, look, we will tell you. All right. Yeah. You know, one of them, the name does rhyme with Bowie Bozeman. All right. And all right. We may know another guy, he's a friend of ours named, rhymes with Bodger Bedell, but that's all we're going to tell you. You do the math on your part. Look, besides, we got business to do. We got an ad, Tony.
Yep, we
got
to pay the bills. Yeah. We got another sponsor read.
We're going to do an ad for a very special line of clothing that Tony and I, we use ourselves. And it's brought to you by the good people at Untuckit.com. Because, you know, the way you wear your shirt says everything about you, doesn't it, Tony? It does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure it does.
It does. And, you know, when you're wearing your shirt out and you're just letting it go, you know, that tells people, hey, I'm doing my own thing. I don't need your approval.
Yeah, I'm cool.
But when you're wearing your shirt tucked in, you know what that says?
You're telling people, hey, I'm from Belgium. Come mug me.
Hey, I drink LaCroix.
Hey, I went to some fancy schmancy Ivy League school like Penn State or Rutgers.
Hey, I have no penis.
Hey, I can't have coffee after 5 p.m. because it keeps me up.
So anyway, a point is, I'm trying to remember what a point is. Oh, yeah. You gotta wear your shirts untucked.
Yeah.
Visit the good people at untuckit.com. Write in the code Paulie and Tony Fusco, number one podcast. They'll give you 4% off.
Yeah, do it.
And I think we did that good ad right there.
Yep.
You know, we're running short on time, Tony. But, you know, we've been real hot with our predictions in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to do it as a favor to all of you. We're going to give you our NFL predictions for the upcoming week right now. Ready, Tony?
Let's do it.
All right, Giants at Eagles.
The Eagles are coming off a tough loss to the Ravens, but games that aren't in your division don't matter. It's the divisional games that matter. And the Eagles are going to be ready to take it to the G-men because it's the only game that matters. I love the Eagles here, 49-3.
You watch, people. This is where the Eagles go on their run and finish the season a solid 7-8-1, make the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl, book it. I got the Eagles winning this 57-3. All right, Cowboys at Washington.
The Cowboys are terrible. You know, Washington went for two and lost that game, but I do respect the guts that they have. So I do like the Washington football team to beat the Cowboys 3-2.
Tony, I really believe this is the week Mike McCarthy goes back to Dak Prescott, even on one leg, better than Andy Dalton.
Yep.
And Cowboys come out with the win 37-28. All right, Buccaneers at Raiders.
1 week is not enough for Tom Brady to learn how to play football. He's still not sure if it's seventh down, fifth down, or what's going on. The Raiders did beat the Chiefs. I love the Raiders to beat the Bucs here, 24-22.
You know, Tony, the game's in Vegas, and what do we know about old people in Vegas? Not a good mix. Tom Brady, he's going to be staying up way past his bedtime. He's going to be snoozing through the third quarter, fourth quarter. That's when the Raiders are going to roll, take the game. I like Las Vegas in a runaway, 72-3. All right, Lions at Jaguars. We're not watching
that
game.
Fucking,
all right,
I'm
next
not
game.
Fucking watching
Bills
that shit.
At Jets.
The Jets are quite possibly the worst team in the history of football. I think the Bills actually put up 100 in this one. I like the Bills to roll 100-3.
My prediction for this game is that the Jets bring Adam Gase out at halftime and perform a public execution and kill him. So I got the Bills winning this game because the Jets all get arrested for murder. All right, well, that wraps up the predictions, and I guess that wraps up the show. Now, we're not going to thank Eric Mangini, no way.
No, he laughed in our face when we offered him the Eagles job.
Yeah, that's a lesson for all you people out there. Someone offers you something, you say thank you.
Yep.
All right, that's anyway, right. On that note, it's your job. You go subscribe. Subscribe on Apple, Google, wherever, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Look up the Fusco Show. Get that live analysis we do during games. All right, Tony, good job.
Thanks. Same to you as always, Paulie. Another flawless show.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
See ya.